a brother gets out of jail. He has to go live with his brother. And he's kind of dragged back into the world that put him into prison in the first place. Terrell's language is very specific. He writes in poetry. If you look at it on the script, on the page, it's poetic. It's written as poetry. But he also is not afraid of the tough words. It's a play about language, but it's street language written as poetry, as verse. I think what's wonderful about it is he's trying to ennoble that speech by giving it verse. He's almost making it Shakespearean. And that's the way he's written from the first play I ever wrote to today. I think the themes are about oppression. I think the overriding theme is the problem that all African-American men are dealing with right now, is victimization by cops. And I think what the play is saying is that the solution has to come from the community. And that's what they find in the course of the play. And that there aren't villains, that we can't say, look at a community, the African-American community, and say, well, these are good and these are bad. We have to recognize first that they have all suffered under the judicial system. There is a gay element. Terrell's a queer playwright, and he always addresses these issues. And in this play, there is a relationship that started in jail but was never consummated, and they try to consummate it after they get out of jail, and it's interrupted. And so there's this very interesting element, which you don't think of usually, is that gay is not something that happens between men in prison. Love can happen in prison. I think that's what these men find in prison. And then the realization of it can actually happen when they're free to do it, that it's not just something they do because they're stuck in jail and there's only men. It's actually something that they both feel for each other and want to act on when they get out. Daryl Jones and I talked about a lot of different plays, and we got down to four, and they dealt with all sorts of different themes. This one, really, I think we decided on this one because it was the most accessible. It was the simplest, cleanest story. And I think we were both moved by it. And for me, I think often the decision comes down to the story and how accessible it is and how cogent the journey is. The other three were a little more elliptical. I think an audience would have enjoyed them as much, but they were a little more, they weren't as direct. And I really thought that this spoke to what a lot of African-American men are going through right now, which is this overriding oppression. And the big oppressor in this play is not a white cop, it's a black cop, which is a gradation of the issue that we're hearing more and more about too, and seeing in these awful clips on the New York Times. So that's really what the decision came down to for us. And also, I think what Daryl loved about it was that he could bring in all of these West African dance and music and movement and singing. I think he really loved the other elements of the story that he could bring into it. And I really encourage that.